D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue or grilled steaks and burgers or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's DDOGSBBQ.com. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.
Hi, this is Scott Grenier from Fairfax, Vermont, also known as Scotty the Q, and you're listening to the Barbecue Central Show.
Welcome to Barbecue Central, the show where we talk about all things important to the world of barbecue. From big-named interviews to advice on cooking brisket and ribs, you'll find it all right here inside Barbecue Central. If you're interested in learning more about barbecue, feel free to visit our website at www.bbq-4-the-letter-u.com. Get connected to the best barbecue forum on the internet. And now, here's your program host, Greg Rempe.
Thank you, Jim Morgan, and welcome to Barbecue Central, the show where we talk about all things important in the world of barbecue. Wherever you are across the globe, I certainly appreciate you taking time out to join me. Today, I'm going to be talking to the creator of a very unique website that is specifically dedicated to videoing championship barbecue events. The website is called championshipbbq.tv, and to this point has been more specifically focused on Florida Barbecue Association events. However, it's unique in the fact that it is the first site dedicated to putting video of barbecue championships on the internet. The creator of the site is Rennie Knopf, and he's taking time out of his busy schedule to join me today. Rennie, welcome to Barbecue Central.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Glad to be here.
Rennie, before we get started, first of all, I wanted to take a moment to say thank you, because I was running around on your website a couple weeks ago and saw my Barbecue Central logo up on the homepage. Now, the reason I bring that up is because sometimes we'll do a link exchange with some people here and there, but this was actually an unsolicited link or a post on your end, and certainly whenever anybody has decided to just go ahead and grab my logo and stick it on their webpage without me doing a little bit of encouraging, I certainly appreciate that. So I do want to thank you for that.
Well, you're more than welcome. I stumbled on your site basically the same way people stumble on mine, and saw what you were doing, and saw your podcasting, and just one of those new things that we're trying to bring to the barbecue listener and viewer. And so that's one of the things I try to do with my website, is put as many different links on there to stuff that's going on new and exciting. And I thought it was a cool place for people to go visit, so I put it up there.
Rennie, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself personally here, and then we'll start getting into the championship barbecue TV aspect?
Well, I've been in the broadcasting, as far as television broadcasting, for more than 20 years, and kind of got thrown into getting involved in internet and video streaming and website construction and that kind of thing as a must for some of the stuff I was doing. And so I was forced to turn a hobby, which was video production, was a hobby, into a career, because I had messed up my shoulder in the business that I was in before. I was in the air conditioning business for about 20 years, and I tore my shoulder up and had to get out of that business. So I was forced to make a career change. So I took on a hobby, which I loved, video production, and turned it into a career, and got involved in television. And then, of course, also got involved in some radio production. And I just basically grew from there.
What are your first recollections of barbecue?
My introduction to barbecue was different from competition barbecue, which I came acquainted with over about 3 or 4 years ago. Other than some of the shows you see on TV and stuff like that, my earliest recollection of barbecue was more of grilling than it was actually barbecue, where barbecue is low and slow. And, you know, what people call barbecue from where I am is throwing some meat on the grill, and that's called barbecue, but that's not. And, you know, and had seen shows about barbecuing, and got real interested in the whole competition thing. And so You know, that basically was an eye-opener to me as far as really what real barbecue was all about.
As you had stated here a little bit ago, you're in the video production aspect of things now, or at least in that industry. Is Championship Barbecue TV the only thing you're into, or do you have a separate production company and this Championship Barbecue TV is something that is kind of a side project or something that spawned off of that?
It's spawned off of, I do my own production company, and we do all types of television shows and television commercials and corporate videos and producing. And I have a portable recording studio that goes on the road and does live recordings for different groups and stuff like that. And basically, the championshipbbq.tv was originally supposed to be secondary to the television show that we were going to produce around Championship Barbecue, and was slow getting some financial support to turn it into an actual production. And we had so much video, we decided, well, shoot, why not go ahead and put something together on the internet? And because that's where we were going to put the programs anyway. Once we produced them, we were going to put them and make them available for anybody. We decided, well, let's go ahead and get started, and we'll do our own thing. And that's exactly basically how it came about.
When was that it was actually conceptualized? What year was that?
Gosh, going on 3 years ago now. Gosh, time flies so fast, but yeah, I'd say about 3 years ago.
Still relatively new, though, considering, you know, internet has been around and TV, but 3 years isn't that long. But I guess when you've been headlong into it for 3 years, it could seem like a long time as well.
Yeah, well, the growth of internet video has grown exponentially over the past 3 years, of course, with YouTube and those things like that. Making video available on the internet has exploded. And, of course, I was already doing streaming video for a lot of the businesses that I was doing television commercials for. We would do website construction and include their commercial. And I was doing e-commercials before they were e-commercials. And so we were already familiar with the concept of streaming video. And so we just kind of took that as a way for us to make some of the stuff that we had done available for people to see.
At what point after you had started the championshipbbq.tv did you realize that you really had something going and that you were going to continue on with it?
We got several corporations that were interested in marketing their products that approached us about doing some stuff. In fact, One Drop Hot Sauce came on and produced the first three programs that we have up there in homebarbecue.com. Kevin Bevington, the president of the FBA. And of course, the biggest thing that really helped us starting the championshipbbq.tv was the FBA organization, the Florida Barbecue Association, and allowing us basically the freedom to be at the contest that they had, and allowing and making contacts with the event coordinators and the teams that participate in that organization just welcomed us with open arms and gave us, you know, unprecedented access, where most competition teams are kind of standoffish when somebody walks up with a video camera thinking you're going to steal some of their information. These guys were just, you know, come on and hang out with us. And that's what we did for a year and a half to 2 years. We followed them around and covered their events and started developing a program around competition barbecue. Wasn't so much just about the FBA, but they're the ones who stepped up, so we started promoting them.
I guess for people that don't know what Championship BBQ TV is all about, and perhaps I should have asked this before, what is it all about? What's the sales pitch to championshipbbq.tv?
Well, the whole thrust originally was to have a place where, because I'm an independent TV producer, I know there are other people out there doing the same thing I'm doing, was a place for them to put either their content up or make it available or make links available. We were going to put it, it was going to be a deposit for our television program. So people who missed the program could log on and watch any past episodes or anything like that. But we also wanted to make it available for other people producing, you know, quality programming, not just, you know, anybody out there with a camcorder, but somebody who put a little bit of effort into the production of a barbecue show, event, or, you know, anything like that, to have a place that either we link to their site, or, you know, if they sent us a file, we'd post it and serve it, you know, from our server. But that was one of the things that we actually wanted to do and still hope to do with the site, is to encourage, basically, if you're looking for Championship Barbecue, you go to championshipbbq.tv and you can find links to, you know, videos all over.
You had mentioned that you do pretty much a lot of work with the Florida Barbecue Association. Have you guys taped any KCBS events or any other barbecue associations, whether they be, you know, sanctioned under their own rules or under KCBS rules at all?
We haven't done any other association. I have done some other contests. We did the Best of the Best Invitational in Douglas, Georgia. I think I've been there the past 3 years. I've taken a camera crew up there. I think each of those years filmed the contests that go up there. And that's where we actually saw a little bit of the unreceptiveness from some teams that are from around the country, because it is teams from all over who are invited to be there. And some of them are real open to you coming in and asking questions and hanging out with them, and some of them are not. And so so we had basically the first year we were there, that was one of the things we felt like we were imposing, and we didn't want to be that way. And we'd never felt that with the Florida Barbecue Association, but I'd love to be, you know, at some of these other contests and events. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do too, was not just competition barbecue or the barbecue contest itself. It was the actual event, that you go to see these in different cities, different states. Wanted to highlight those things. So if you wanted to, if you were vacationing or whatever in a particular state and you love barbecue, you go online and say, hey, so-and-so is having a barbecue contest and going to be close to us. Let's go over and see it, because it's a great event. So that's one of the things that we wanted to do. But basically, because I was funding the whole thing when it started, I could only do so much, but would love to actually get out there and be at some of the other contests.
Do you think that some of the uncomfortableness or some of the apprehension of letting you guys is just because they didn't really know or understand, or they weren't familiar with videotaping crews and camera crews being at competitions?
It could be, because some of these guys had been on other television shows. I mean, there's a lot of these guys have been invited to be on the Food Channel and have seen television cameras before. And I think you just walk up there and start talking to them. They loved it, and they'd hang out with you, and you could, you know, spend whatever time. And then some of them may have just been, you know, didn't exactly understand what it was that we were doing. And I'm sure that's, you know, that's what it was. And if they were, you know, I know it is a competition. These guys are out here to win, and they're spending a lot of time. And so we would try to make sure that, you know, in between turn-ins and stuff like that, we would not try to get in their way and disrupt what they were doing. But I'm sure that's what it was. It was just they weren't familiar with what we were doing.
So when you're setting up to go tape an event or a competition, do you have to get permission from the sanctioning body, or is it only getting in touch with the promoter of an event in this city or that city and set it up with them to get the okay to go out and tape?
Usually we try to make sure we touch all the bases. We want to make sure that everybody's aware of what it is we're doing. The event coordinator is the main person, so because we also want to make sure we're talking to whoever's putting on the event. We're not out there just capturing a bunch of barbecue stuff. We're wanting to also promote different areas in the different events. And then if it's a different sanctioning body, which, of course, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to another one. We did have the Florida Barbecue Association's president and several of their staff come into town and sit down, and we shared the vision of what we were wanting to do, and they were very receptive to it. And so, but we do try to touch base. We don't just like to spring it in on anybody, just show up and say, hey, we're here. We want to make sure that everybody's excited about the fact of what it is we're doing.
So what is the actual process when you get there? You get the okay from the sanctioning body, you get the okay from the event coordinator. What's your process or game plan to attack an actual competition to make sure you're getting everything that you would, you know, then produce down or edit down into a finished product?
It's twofold. And of course, you've got the event itself, and we try to see what all about the event would attract people to come. Barbecue contests are going to bring people out anyway who want to buy out and taste great barbecue. And so you're going to have that kind of thing anyway. But having an event that's got activities that for the family or whatever kind of activities they got going on. Our first step is to, you know, try to cover as much that would make people aware of what's happening at the actual event itself. And then the barbecue contest is, we spend some time walking around, becoming familiar with the teams that are there, looking for ones who love to promote what they've won with their trophies and signs and all the kind of different contests that they've been at. And then we spend a few minutes talking with them and see if they're interested in sharing some time on camera with who they are, what they do, and just so people can become familiar with the different teams. And so you've got basically got twofold. We spend quite a bit of time. We usually try to get in the night before so we can walk around and see where the teams are, which teams that we want to go talk to. And then we try to do all the footwork first as far as the teams go. And then most of the events for the is on Saturday. They're usually 2 day events, Friday and Saturday. And so usually try to have someone covering some of the events and then someone covering the teams.
How many events are you trying to get out to in the course of a year?
When we first started, we went to every contest that the Florida Barbecue Association did in the first year. I don't think there was only one I think we actually missed because I had a death in the family. We couldn't get out of town, but was the only one I think that we actually missed a contest. But what I'm doing right now is just trying to build up the site with what some of the stuff I've already got and see if there's anybody interested in us either coming out and highlighting their team, which I'd love to do, spend some time with a particular team, letting people know about what it is they do and how they do it, and which I've got tons and tons of that stuff in the can we just haven't put together yet. And but as far as a goal right now of how many, you know, I'd love to cover, you know, 6 to 8 contests a year, just because of the time that I've got, that would be a goal that I have. Before it was 3 or 4 contests a month. When we first got started, we were traveling all the time. But I can't continue to do that without, you know, a supporter stepping up and saying, you know, let's do this.
How did you find your host, Dennis Stewart?
That was part of my television broadcasting. I was working as a director in charge of productions for a local television station. And our public affairs director brought him in. He's a local chef on television here where I am. And it's about 13 years ago, and he came in and he was so relaxed on television. We started talking about doing television programming even back then, and you know, just over the years have done some different projects from time to time. And when I shared with him about this concept, and we went out to one of the first contests that was held here where I am, and the first time in the city and in a major arena here, I took my camera crew out there and called him and see if he wanted to go out there and basically be the man in front of the camera. And of course, he's been on television. He was one of the first chefs on television here. And so he said, sure. So we went out there, and of course, we were real good friends, and it just kind of grew from there. And, you know, he's had to learn being the one who carries it all. And so it was a growing process for him in that avenue, but he's done a great job and it's very relaxed. And we're also doing a website with him around developing recipes and stuff like that.
Where do you see championshipbbq.tv in the future?
Hoping that it has tons and tons of links or tons and tons of footage on there where people can log on and find out more about competition teams, different events that are coming on wherever they are. I've got several different links on there now from different events around the country. You know, those where if you click on a link for one of those, you'd actually be able to see either video that was produced about the program or about the event. That was the whole goal with this. And so hoping to be able to incorporate more of that in the future. I know we've got a ton of shows that we're going to be eventually producing around team introduction. And of course, we actually had an interview with the team of the year, which was Kevin Bevington from homebarbecue.com, who was the 3 or 4 time winner of the team of the year.
Four time going for the fifth.
Yeah, going for the fifth now. Yeah. I think when we interviewed him, it was either three or four. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but and there was a little, you know, riff about whether or not, you know, the level of teams in the Florida Barbecue Association, and he competes in every sanctioning. I'll say every one. It's a KCBS and Memphis MA, and does exceptionally well in those. And it's not an easy thing to be team of the year team, and then to do it, you know, year after year. That's not an easy task at all.
Where can people go to learn more about ChampionshipBBQ.tv and your other professional business, the production company?
Basically, ChampionshipBBQ.tv is, there's a link on there about my production, or it leads you to my production company. And it would be great if they would just sign up, register to be sign up for the email list. And what we're going to start doing is, as we're updating and adding more content and different events that we like to let people know, we're going to start sending out emails to people who want to be informed. And I just had a couple people sign up the other day. And it's just a way for us to, and we don't share that email list with anybody. It's just for us to notify people about the changes and things that are going on there at the site. And hopefully, I've got a couple sponsors I'm going to talk to, or advertisers, about maybe giving away some of their products, having some giveaways. So, and I want to do that with people who've signed up. So I'd encourage people that they would like to know more, just log in and create a username and put their email there, and I'll notify them via email of the different things that are going on.
Rennie Knopf is the man behind ChampionshipBBQ.tv. Rennie, appreciate you taking time out today to talk to me about everything related to Championship Barbecue Television, and continued success in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. And as I say, look forward to hearing from a lot of new members.
Take care, Rennie.
See you, sir.
Thanks again to Rennie for joining me today. If you're interested in learning more about ChampionshipBBQ.tv, go ahead to that exact website address, ChampionshipBBQ.tv, and you can see all of the videos I have up for the Florida Barbecue Association competitions. You can also check out his professional website, which is EliteVideoRecording.com. If you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to learn more about barbecue and grilling, why not check out our website at www.thebbqcentral.com. Come and join the best barbecue forum on the internet. That's going to put a wrap on this podcast. For Barbecue Central, this is your program host, Greg Rempe, saying so long, everybody.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue, or grilled steaks and burgers, or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's DDOGSBBQ.com. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.